I'm very sad to say that if Obama will go into the White House and continue to act like a slave and not like a leader, I don't see any change coming. If he continues to play golf and act like a slave, forced by AIPAC or any other interests and lobbyists in Washington, and if he continues to not to talk about the horrible crime that's happening in my country now, I don't see any change coming to the world.
I've no idea how the government reacts to what you say on international media like this, but what do you say to those accusations that there will be, that you're a traitor, in effect, to Israel, that you're showing treachery, perhaps treason, in voicing the view that you've just voiced?
I risked my life for many years as a captain and an operation leader of operations in the Israeli Air Force. I worked with Israeli terror victims for many years. I know from a very close distance the pain of the Israeli people as well the Palestinian people. So no one can call me or the thousands of members of the anti-occupation movement in Israel that we are traitors. On the contrary, we are patriots. We want our people to continue to exist, and we see our leaders' actions as a self-destruction policies that put in a great danger the future of all of us. And we want to simply, as I'm telling it to you, as a rescue pilot, as a former rescue pilot in the Israeli Air Force, this is the most important rescue mission I can take upon myself to save the people here, whether they are Israelis, Palestinians, Jews, Muslims, Christians, and we all know that the situation in the Middle East affect the whole world, and it could be as easy as that this kind of conflict can escalate to a world war.
Israel is being accused of using phosphorus shells in their attack on the Gaza Strip. Experts are saying that video shows the controversial weapons being used. The shells explode over their intended target, and the substance they contain rains down on the people below, causing severe burns. The weapons are criticized because they cover a wide range and harm civilians.
If it is used as a weapon, it would then be governed by the Chemical Weapons Convention. And we would certainly hope that Israel is not using it in this manner, particularly in such a densely populated area where you have civilians that could come into contact with this.
But a spokesman from the Israel military says they are doing nothing illegal.
And thirdly, all the ammunitions that we are using are with accordance to the international law, and as far as we know, are also being used in other militaries in the world. In the Western world.
Oppression, you prey on us when we sleep. Oppression, you chase us. after the tired, the poor, the weak. Oppression, you know you mean only harm. Oppression, you reach out with your long arm. But oppression, I won't let you near me. Oh no, oppression, you shall learn to fear me. Yes, you will. Oppression, you seek population control. Oppression, to divide and to conquer is your goal. Oppression, I swear that hatred is your home. Oppression, you just won't leave bad enough alone. But oppression, I won't let you near me. Oh no, oppression, you shall learn to fear me. Yes, you will. Oppression, I don't see how you sleep. Oppression, for your bleeding conscience I weep. Oppression, you may have the dollar on your side, but oppression from the gospel truth you cannot hide. And oppression,